Our big stories, my big stories.
The big story.
The big stories.
The biggest.
The biggest. We have the biggest and the brightest people on the Good Day program. They would include Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden.
Till then, we're here.
Louis DeAngelis will join us later in the hour with his recipe of the week. A lot of discussion about food, a lot of people's favorite subject. And we're also going to be joined in a few minutes by Douglas Richards, who is an author is also a geneticist. You know what a geneticist is?
Study of people's genes.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. Yes, yeah, he has written.
Rich and I are no fools, Peggy.
Excuse me. He has written a novel, which is taken from his research, which is really pretty fascinating stuff. And this will give you it's about psychopathic predators. And whether or not this is something that genetic, are you a psychopath because it's in your genes?
How do I identify myself if I'm a psychopath is what I want to ask.
Just look at the politicians in Washington and see if you like them or not. Right? No. There are a lot of ruthless, deceitful politicians and executives, but there are also people who work in offices, people who work on farms, people who work on radio programs.
People
listen to some of the hosts.
Mailroom.
Regular mail rule? That's not nice. All right. So then.
Sorry.
I know. Yeah, listen. Everybody's got a thing. So the major step toward meeting the deadline to demolish the chemical weapons stockpile, Syria has supposedly destroyed the equipment for producing, mixing, and filling the chemical weapons.
Yeah.
The problem I'm having with this is that they, according to the information we got from the UN, they didn't get to all of the places where they were making, or I guess stockpiling this stuff. They were supposed to inspect 23 places, and they only got 21. Is that right?
Is this just their ability to make and create, their stash?
Who knew that a small... This is pretty intricate stuff. Who knew that a little country like Syria... Can you imagine how much money they must have had to invest? This is very expensive.
Wow, they're getting money from Russia. They're getting money from Iran. They got money. Don't worry about the money. And they can get the technology on YouTube.
Yeah. Wow.
The thing that really makes me kind of just sit back and sadly chuckle at this is, okay, you've got all of our chemical weapons. Meanwhile, we're still over here just plowing through villages at will.
Killing everybody in sight.
While you guys are over here paying attention to this, watch me.
Yeah, right. Or please don't watch me.
Right.
Yeah. That's more to the point. All right, at any rate, the other story that we were talking about, and we had this confused, I think, earlier. I think, Richie, before you were here, Jennifer and Kenny and I were talking about the web site for Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And there was I was talking about the woman who was the face of Obamacare, and I think you were confusing her with the woman who was all over the news this week as an example of somebody who lost her existing health insurance thanks to Obamacare, except the plan she qualifies for is better. Under the current plan, she's limited to 2 doctor visits a year, pays $293 a month with a deductible of $5,000. She was told by her insurance broker she'd be paying $478 a month, but she didn't check the website. She found the better plan with $2,000 deductible and was $40 more, so $333 a month. But she became the poster child of how it all was messy and they, cost more money, blah, 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 blah. And that, in fact, wasn't the case. But do you agree with me, Kenny and Jennifer, that you were mixing apples and oranges there? There was the person who's the point person, the person who's in the video and the face of the website is a woman from Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Right. And she's new. This is just, just starting this week.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's that story. We want to make sure we get it clear. Douglas Richards joins us with The Cure in a moment here on Good Day.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
It's now 13 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie, we have a lot of Richies. We got a lot of Dougs. Doug Steffen and Jennifer and Kenny talking now with Douglas Richards, who's the author of this novel, The Cure. But the novel has a lot of research in it that comes from Mr. Richards' background as a genetic engineer. Is that correct, Mr. Doug? Shall I call you Doug? It's Doug and Doug.
Douglas is fine. Thanks.
I'll be Dudley because that's my given name. So for purposes, most people are now getting used to me calling myself Dudley because that's my real name. So I'll be Dudley. You be Douglas. How's that?
All right, Dudley. Great.
All right. So this novel is centered around your research. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So I write thrillers kind of like Michael Crichton, so that they're driven by a core of accurate science. So I did a lot of research. I called a guy who goes into prisons and studies the brain of psychopathic murderers and rapists, and I did extensive other research about what makes a psychopath tick.
What does make a psychopath tick? I want to find out if I'm working with any.
Yeah,
or if you are one.
He's usually a dairy farmer.
Yeah.
Right. No, and it turns out that 1% of the population is psychopathic. And,
really?
And, you know, we all think it's the Hannibal Lecters out there, and I sure did, but it's not true. It is the coworker, you know, the politician, the lawyer, the person you're dating, unfortunately. So there's something called the Hare Psychopathy Checklist, which is how clinicians and experts, put you in that category. And it's a host of behaviors. So psychopaths are utterly selfish. They have no conscience, empathy, or remorse. They're totally ruthless and predatory. The world is theirs for the taking. They're narcissistic.
Right, but we pretty much understand what they are. Have you been able to prove with your work that genetically the cause of psychopathic behavior is not something that is learned, but it is transferred through your DNA?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be, because there scientists are finding differences in the brain structures of psychopaths and non-psychopaths, which is what really got me to think about the novel. I mean, it's called The Cure, so my thought was, what if you could cure it if it really was genetic? Mm-hmm. Well, the difference mm-hmm. between a psychopath and a sociopath is a sociopath is kind of made, where a psychopath is born. So a psychopath, it is more innate. So it's kind of the bad seed, and, you know, parents know, even at an early age, that their kid has an issue. They're torturing animals or they're bullies. Yeah. And I should mention the other half of the psychopathy behavior profiles. They're very charming and smooth-talking and great liars.
So Anthony Weiner, would he fit into this category?
Probably. I mean, again, they're narcissistic. They never take blame for anything. They're brilliant liars. And if you catch them in a lie, they don't get embarrassed or ashamed. They just move on. They don't get flustered. They're cool as a cucumber, and they make a bigger lie to cover it up. So it sounds like a lot of politicians.
All right, Jerry Sandusky. What about him?
I would absolutely. I mean, you have to be an expert to say for sure. But Jerry Sandusky, Bernie Madoff, definitely, you know, somebody like Casey Anthony, because they see their children and families as possessions. So they have no love for anybody but themselves. So, you know, Scott Peterson, those kinds
of
people.
So, as your book suggests, could there be a cure?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a long shot, but it's possible. I mean, the only problem is psychopaths wouldn't want to be cured, and I address this in the book. That's the last thing they would want. They see themselves as superior, and the rest of us as just emotional rubes. They, you know, so they're the wolf, we're the sheep, and they see nothing wrong with being a wolf.
And then my last question is,
I mean, who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Right. How do we identify somebody, and when should we raise a red flag? You know, we see all these tragic things that go on in schools or in the mall or movie theaters, and somebody's got a clue somewhere. At what point do you raise a red flag about somebody you perceive to be a psychopath?
I mean, I think pretty early on, but, you know, most psychopaths are kind of white-collar psychopaths. So 20% of the prison populations, both male and female, are made up of psychopaths. But like I say, 1% of the population, so they're more likely to be a coworker who stabs you in the back and lies and sucks up to the boss and takes credit for your work. Mm. Those kind of people. And they're hard to spot because they're unbelievably charming.
No, no, they're not. We got them all around us.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, this is the radio business, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
I left the car business to get away from them. Look what I jumped into.
Yeah.
No, they will fool you. They're hard to spot. You have to, you know, partly get a second opinion. So if somebody...
So they're not necessarily murdering killers. They're just...
antisocial.
Right.
Absolutely. They're ruthless and charming and great liars, and they don't get flustered. And, you know, they're just totally unscrupulous, and you know, they'll move in with the girlfriend and suck her dry financially and emotionally.
So, one could ask whether Barack Obama is a psychopath.
Any president.
George Bush, right, and getting there.
Any politician.
Be there.
It does seem like a job requirement. I mean, being you know, a backstabbing manipulator and liar who doesn't ever get flustered. And, you know, if you catch him in a lie where you and I would be embarrassed and flustered, they're not at all.
No. Right. I promise you will never have to lose your insurance.
Huh? Right.
Okay, now everybody's losing insurance. Well, Joe Biden will fix it. Yeah. Man. Okay.
It is unbelievable. I mean, I wish there was a study that looked at the prevalence of psychopathy in politicians.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, businesses.
Well, why don't you do that? That'd be a good way to write another book around politicians. The book is called The Cure. Douglas Edwards is the author. Available on Amazon.com. All you have to do is Google it, I'm guessing. You can find it in the bookstores as well. Richards is a New York Times bestselling author. The Cure, the name of the book. Have we got something? What do you do, though, to cure it? You have to drink something? What do we have? Is it a pill?
Meet me at the bar.
Okay. All right, that'll cure it, Richie. 21 after, this is Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listening to me for any length of time, which would include all the people who are my friends that are with me, Richie and Kenny and Jennifer, know that I'm a great fan of just general pop music. And mostly I like the upbeat pop music because, frankly, it makes me feel good. And I figure when you listen to it, you probably feel good too. Many times that's the reason the song becomes number one. Like this song was number one during this week in 1985. Part-Time Lover, a Stevie Wonder song, and it is juxtaposed here to Billy Ocean's Caribbean Queen, which is also a song that made it to number one the year before during this week, number one during 1984, first week of November. Listen to this. Isn't this a good uplifting? Don't you feel good when you listen to a song like this?
I used to listen to this song when I was a kid. I loved it. I had no idea what he was saying. I had no idea that he was saying Caribbean Queen.
That. Richie, what did you think?
Like Caribou Twist. I thought it was a drink or something.
Really? All right, Richie, yeah. Go down to the Elvis song, Burning Love, and see if we don't think that's a hat trick when it comes to these.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's
tunes.
Upbeat. They're both
number
they're
one during
upbeat.
This week in 1972. All right. Oh, my God. How can you sit still listening to this? Can't do it. Can you?
Say, try and look at the beat that you got going.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit slower.
That's a little slower. Yeah. Now, and there are other songs that are interesting stories and make for a good song. Another song that was number one during this week in 1973, Gladys Knight and the Pips do Midnight Train to Georgia. Total story song. But another song that, even though it's a sad song, it doesn't make you feel bad listening to it. There's something about the song.
Oh, I remember this song as a kid trying to hit the...
Yeah.
With the Pips.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah. I remember working at WBZ in that year in the afternoon job.
Here, here comes
Larry Justice.
Ready? Everybody together. Come on.
Woo-hoo. And he always thought it was cute to make fun of their name, Gladys Knight and the Pips. I know. Those jocks and how they were. At that time. All right, so Richie, there's another tune that had been number one for 14 weeks.
This one?
No.
Oh.
The one that was used by Al Gore in the 1996 19 weeks. Number one.
Yeah.
And this was the final week.
Wedding.
It's 14 weeks when you have the rope around the neck, just contemplating whether to kick the bucket out.
This was the week of election, and it was used up till the election, and then everybody lost interest in it. But they used it successfully to call attention to
Gore.
I don't know. Who was running? Was it to Bob Dole that ran against?
Bob Dole.
Against the Bill Clinton in 1996? I think it was.
Indeed, it was right? Bob Dole.
Who even remembers who his running mate was?
Bob Dole's.
Bob Dole's running mate.
Some old white guy.
Well, that goes without saying.
Narrow it down.
Yeah. McCain wasn't old enough then for that description.
He was a spring chicken.
I mean, but it is interesting, isn't it? You don't remember any of those people. There's people who lose, you don't remember them. Remember Bob Dole because he was well known for other things, including doing the
Jack Kemp.
Jack Kemp, that's
Jack
it.
Jack Kemp, God
Jack
love
Kemp.
Him.
I love
They're
Jack
the first
Kemp.
People I voted for as an adult.
He was actually, I like Jack Kemp too. Yep. He's pretty interesting, pretty good guy. And by the way, Bob Dole is a good guy as well for a politician. Anyway,
a good guy for a politician.
For a politician.
Well, all those old World War II guys. I mean,
They were cut out of a different
They gave plot. It up, you know?
Yeah, they really did. Yep. Okay, coming up in the next half hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis has some discussion, interesting discussion about food coming up and his recipe of the week. Plus, the Vatican is embarrassed. That and the most powerful people in the world, all in our focus here on the Good Day program. Now, if you're looking at your watch or your clock, you'll notice we all are at 28 after the hour.
Think you can beat the beast? This Tuesday, the hit game show The Chase returns to GSN, and America's top trivia teams will battle an imposing force known as the Beast. At 6'6" and 360 pounds, the Beast's physical size is matched only by his massive intellect. He's got the mind of Einstein and the body of Frankenstein. In The Chase, teams face the Beast in a quick-fire trivia challenge. With hundreds of thousands on the line, it's a big-money game at its best. But the Beast stands between players and their cash. How does the Beast feel his opponents measure up?
The average IQ score is 100. Mine is 155, which means I'm a genius. So don't feel bad when you lose to me. Know that you're just average.
Watch The Chase, Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, only on GSN. To find GSN in your area, visit GSNTV.com.
When a cold hits, you've got to hit back. And when your cold comes with both pain and sinus pressure, you've got to hit back even harder. Only Advil Cold and Sinus treats your worst cold symptoms by combining Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. No other cold brand delivers stronger pain relief than the pain reliever found in Advil Cold and Sinus, the 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Robitussin Cough Aquence number 29, the not so silent night.
Sorry, hon.
You keep waking me up.
I think that's.
Dawn, it's 3 a.m. I gotta get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the cough aquences. Use as directed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The Good Day program. First place, the Doug Gang with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler. Kenny's monitoring our social media so that we can keep up with some of your opinions on the big issues of the day, the important stories of the day, and obviously you're expressing what they mean to you. So, Kenny, let's get caught up with a few comments on some of the things we've posted at facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show.
One of the hard-hitting news stories that we were talking about is,
this is going to be good.
If they made an NSA movie, who should play Edward Snowden? Ryan says Edward Norton.
Yeah, he's more the one who's made it to number one, I think, on that list.
There Richard and Josh both say Johnny Depp.
Way too cool, I think.
Jay says Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. And Thomas says Paul Reubens.
Pee-wee Herman. Interesting.
He would be great. Pee-wee Herman.
Interesting.
Look what I got.
Yeah. All right. Good. What else? Anything else you want to pass along in parting knowledge to the throng?
That's the latest.
All right.
That's the latest.
It's the anniversary of Mount Rushmore being completed, and I say that in quotation marks because Mount Rushmore was actually never finished. The Mount Rushmore, anybody been there beside me?
I've been there.
You've been there. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
I love it. Yeah, I was just a kid, but I loved it.
They ran out of money before it was finished.
Oh, really?
So it's still not done, right?
No, it's not, and they're not going to finish it. It's become sort of, the discussion is, this is where they stopped. This is why they stopped.
It's
Washington,
a thing.
Jefferson, Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt.
It's not finished in they were going to add another president, or not finished in they didn't
finish Roosevelt. I think they haven't finished Roosevelt. The dedication took place in March of 1933. It was completed on this date in 1941. The dedication was when they started to actually work on it, although preliminary work started in the late 20s, but the Depression stopped pretty much all of it. The sculptor was a guy whose name was Gutzon Borglum. He died in 1941. His son continued the project, but he refused to work on it when the money ran out. So that his father said, you don't have to pay me. This guy wanted to get paid. And so when he didn't get paid, he stopped. End of story. There's a good, loyal American for you, right?
Yeah.
Although, if money's there, why shouldn't you be paid for doing something? This is really an art. When you look at that thing close up, yeah. Wow.
It's incredible.
And you think about how long it took. You look at some of the pyramids and the projects back in Egypt and some of the things that they did and how many hundreds of years some of them took.
Oh, yeah.
And how you keep a project like that moving along.
Right. Amazing. Kill a lot of people. That's what you do.
You sure do.
The Vatican apparently is not too good with their spell check. They have recalled a lot of commemorative papal medals that were made to be distributed between now and Christmas.
It can be really embarrassing when you're trying to spell the Pope.
The word Jesus was misspelled.
Oh, even worse.
Bad idea.
Spelled L-E-S-U-S on the medals.
Lesus.
It's only a few words you have to know how to spell as a Catholic, like God, Jesus, Amen, Pope. Donations. Pope. Right. You know, that's about it.
Exactly. According to the Vatican, there had been 6,000 of these medals produced by the Italian state mint to commemorate the beginning of the papacy of Pope Francis. And again, they were going to be used as a gift to celebrities and stuff, whoever comes. Portrait of Francis on one side, the other, the Latin phrase that the future pontiff says inspired him as a teenager, Vidit ergo, Jesus publicinum, et quia miserando antique elegino vidit aut illi sequera me. Got that?
Got it.
Translation, Jesus therefore saw the publican, and because he saw by having mercy and by choosing, he said to him, follow me. All right?
I'm trying to see if these things are on eBay yet.
Oh, they'll be so expensive.
Oh, yeah, they'll be worth a lot of money. Let's see here. The medals, 200 of them were made in gold, 300 in silver, 3,000 in bronze. Being withdrawn. So what are they going to do with them? Put them down in the basement where they got?
Yeah, you can't exactly white them out.
$1 billion
them back down.
Done.
Right. Oh, you would have thought they would have done that.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So anyway,
you can buy a Vatican set of 6 gold-plated medals blessed by Pope John Paul II for $420.
Really?
That's cool.
Where's that money go?
What a deal!
Owns them?
Yeah, I'm making some private owns it.
Oh, you know, it's not to the church.
Uh-huh. There's all kinds of Vatican medals you can buy on there.
Other famous people in the news today, Vladimir Putin is the number one most powerful person in the world.
And you know what he said to that?
Knocking President Obama down. Putin's expanding control over Russia. Let's see here. Who else is on the list next after the president is Pope Francis? Let's see here. Bill Gates. Ben Bernanke. Michael Duke, you don't even know who he is, I bet, do you?
No.
Michael Duke runs Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Right? All right, so he's on there. And Mrs. Merkel is on there. And one of the Saudi Arabian rich guys, you know, that kind of stuff. President of China in the top 10.
Is that what it says on there? One of the Saudi Arabian rich guys?
Right.
Is that the description?
Seeing as I can't pronounce his name, I figure I wouldn't bother. Nobody would know who he was anyway. So it's 20 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a special look at our special friend, Chef Louie, in a moment. First, if you have bags under your eyes, Rich, you want to try to paraphrase the Don Imus spot for Genucel, or you think we should just do it?
No, we'll move along. Thank you.
We've all been laughing this
There's
week.
There's a reason stations like us better than him, and this is one of them.
Well, I can have fun with commercials, but I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. At least I hope that nobody's embarrassed. Sometimes I talk about Roberta and the bags and puffiness under her eyes. Richie's got plenty of bags and puffiness under his eyes.
I look pretty good.
Oh, dear. I haven't seen you
for a while. Bags.
Well, the reason that we're talking about these problems is because I have a solution. I don't have it. It just happens to come from Chamonix. It's called Genucel Serum. And they've created it using stem cell technology. Kind of sounds like a page out of that book we were talking about earlier in the hour. Genucel is something that people try. You use it for a couple of months, and boy, do you notice the difference. Puffiness around your eyes is gone. Crow's feet gone. Small lines gone. And they don't come back if you continue to use it. That's the best part. Of course, they want you to use it because that's how they make their money. But if it's a product that works and you're pleased with it, why would you keep using it? Right? Call now and get Genucel. Save big on the risk-free introductory offer by dialing 800-543-9262. Get the amazing Essatique face cream, a jar of that, as a special gift mentioning Doug Steffen. You'll get it. Dial 800-543-9262. So get the Essatique face cream and the Genucel. Your face is going to look so much better. Perfect. Get on the horn right now and get yourself a better looking face. 800-543-9262.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new Services Center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's get it
started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
All right, 15 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. Always happy when Chef Louis comes in because there are so many things going on in the world of food. I wondered what you thought, Louis. The Texas Motor Speedway introduced this past weekend a new culinary creation called the Shaken Bacon Brew. It's a beer and bacon-flavored milkshake. We had the story in the yuck department at DougSteffen.com.
I could do that.
I bet it's good, actually.
A beer and bacon-flavored milkshake.
I don't know if you could do the whole thing, but like a sip, it probably wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. I wonder what the most unusual milkshake is you've ever created, Louis.
Yeah. It was not a great connection.
I didn't hear that last question, Doug.
You didn't hear it at all?
What was the most unusual shake
most
you've
unusual
ever made,
shake that Louis. You ever made? All right, so this is going well. We have no connection with Louis.
No, I'm here.
No, you're not here. You may think you're there, but you're not there.
Put that milkshake down, Louis. Yeah.
I think the best shake that I've ever had that's unusual is a pumpkin pie shake.
Ooh.
Ugh. Are that we all delicious.
Well, we're not done with pumpkin. Well, pumpkin pie.
No, I think we're
pumpkin for Christmas.
Goes, yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Louis, can you hear us all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I wanted to get your read on something that was part of the Wendy Williams program this week. She always is answering audience members' questions. So here she tackles the problem of a boyfriend who seasons the girlfriend's cooking without tasting it. Listen to this.
Let me see if I got the right
one. Who are looking at this and looking at this.
No.
This is going well.
That's yeah. going, I'm going well.
0305, you said, right?
I said 005.
Oh, shit. Batting 1,000 on this.
Maybe we should just do Louis's recipe.
You should just do Louis.
Hey, Lay's is coming out with the new chocolate-covered potato chip today, Dougie.
Really?
Yep.
All right, chocolate-covered potato chips. What do we do? Why would you want to spoil a really good Cape Cod potato chip with chocolate? It's a lot of things. Chocolate enhances things.
It's that salty, sweet thing. And a lot of women love that, especially around certain times of the month.
Really?
The salty, sweet combo. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I think it would be great if you had a little bit of heat added to that chocolate. That's what really I love. I love
that'd be tasty.
Hot chocolate and mix it with it.
A little cayenne or something, maybe?
Yeah, or a dry sriracha. That's what I use. I powder it, and I'll put it in with my chocolate.
What's a sriracha? I don't know what sriracha is.
It's a sauce.
That's a great sauce. It's a hot pepper sauce, and the mainstay of it is Chinese peppers, and it's fantastic.
You know sriracha. It's actually the plant, and we talked about the story this week, Dougie, about the sriracha plant in Irwindale, California, getting put under fire because it was hurting people's eyes in the area. Remember that story?
No.
You told it to me.
I don't remember.
Well, there you go, Jeff.
All right, you know what? I think we just go to Louis's recipe, and we'll call it a day. All right, Louis, what's your recipe for this week that we posted at DougStephan.com?
It's what to do with those pesky old pumpkins that are left over from yesterday. And it's a great recipe to make pumpkin butter. And it's not just for toast or bagels. You can use this spread on pork chops before you bake them. You can spread salmon with it, and it's just fantastic. It tastes just like pumpkin pie filling, but a different consistency and a little more pumpkin-y flavor. And what's nice about it is you're getting your beta carotene, you're getting vitamin C, and you're definitely getting a lot of fiber with this, and it tastes great.
So where'd you come up with this?
Pumpkin butter's been around for a long time. It's just like making apple butter, and it's just a fruit spread that way.
I love apple
butter.
And you
can do it just about any spread, but it is so good. It is delicious on when you're baking, like I said, fish or pork. It's great on that, or just a nice slice of toast with a little bit of butter and spread on that pumpkin butter on it, and you're adding health, and it's delicious.
Delicious, nutritious, good for you,
yes.
Good taste. All that good stuff. Louis's recipes are cumulative. The Chef Louis recipe box, right-hand side on the Doug Stephan website. Louis will check that out and lots of other things that are there as we look forward to preparing lots. This is the time of year when people really want to cook because the weather's getting bad and there are lots of things around that you can use to make things on your own. Chef Louis, a part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 10 minutes before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree?
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
And you're looking for those cheap weekender fares that seem to be coming back. Tom Parsons is the man. He runs bestfares.com. Got all the special deals for Good Day listeners. And a discussion with Tom about somebody I sent to the website yesterday to find a last-minute deal to go to London. Apparently, things have changed dramatically, and that's what happens this time of year through some of the other than holidays like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, and you know the school vacation weeks. It's a little easier to find a seat. We'll talk about that in a moment as we examine travel opportunities here on Good Day.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory? The savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Hi, details and reservations here. The Doug Good Day Program with Tom Parsons of bestfares.com. The American merger with U.S. Air, some people thought it was in doubt or in jeopardy. They're trying to go to the powers that be, mostly the FAA, and to swap off gates and things to try to enhance or sweeten the deal. Will it work?
I never really didn't think it would. I thought it would fly. Okay. I mean, let's face it. They allowed Northwest and Delta, and you know, they didn't seem to be too concerned about that. They allowed Continental and United to do theirs. They didn't seem to be too concerned, and all of a sudden, American Airlines and U.S. Airways The only thing different in all that package was the gates of National Airport. And they're going to have to consider, and I think I've told you that before, they're going to have to give up some of those gates.
How many gates between American and U.S. Air, how many gates are there?
Not only gates, but I know they control. They would control almost 70% of the flights.
Oh, well, so
out of one airport.
All right. Okay, so they're not going to let them do that.
Yeah, so I mean, so that was one of the arguments. So now they're in little talks, okay. But if you look at the crossover routes on American and U.S. Airways, let's look at it. Philadelphia, Charlotte, and Phoenix is their major hubs, and American has Dallas, Chicago, Miami. Where in the world do they cross over? Okay,
yeah. There was some subtle suggestion that behind the scenes there were a lot of routes that they crossed. But the thing that is very interesting about Washington or some of these other, it shows you how much Delta does pretty much the same thing in Atlanta. Wherever there's a hub that's controlled by one airline, you see in New York City, well, maybe New York's not a good example, but use Miami. Americans pretty much got that as they do in Dallas.
The problem with National, though, is it's a controlled airport, just like LaGuardia is.
Right.
In other words, if, let's say, JetBlue says, well, I want to put another 100 flights into National. They can't do it.
No.
They can do that in Miami if they want to. They can do it in Atlanta if they want to. They can do it in Dallas, but they can't do it at LaGuardia, and they can't do it at National. So it's a controlled airport, and therefore someone who can own 70% of a controlled airport can dominate airfares.
So they'll knock them. They'll make them. I'll bet you they'll knock it in half. And who would benefit Delta mostly?
Well, Delta is the one that sold their gate space there to U.S. Airways so they could get LaGuardia space.
Really?
Yeah.
So who's going to benefit if they cut down?
Probably JetBlue, Southwest, Air France, some of those other guys, maybe Virgin America, you know, some of the low-cost airlines who want to get into that market but can't because there's no slots.
All right, let's talk about bargains. You got some domestic, and I had a friend who needed a last-minute ticket to go to London, and what he said to me was, the fees are higher than the ticket price.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a Tom Parsons line. So I sent him to bestfares.com. He needed to buy a ticket today for them to leave on Monday to go from New York to British Airways to London.
The thing I hate about British Airways, though, is on their frequent flyer program, they're one of the few that charges fuel surcharges on free tickets.
Really?
So if you're flying Europe and you got American miles, and don't buy anything to do with BA, because if you do, you're going to get stuck with $400, $500 surcharges. If you fly 100% on American to London, no fuel surcharges.
The problem is American sold or gave their, they had American at three flights a day from Boston to London. They gave them all to British Airways, so there's no, you got to go on Virgin or British Airways. That's the only competition there is at the moment. So that not a great thing. Very cheap fares. Check out bestfares.com for last-minute getaway fares for Doug Steffen listeners.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.